On Saturday night, April 13th, after Shabbat had ended in Israel, Iran launched a massive air attack against the Jewish nation. Iran said that the action was in retaliation to Israel's targeted destruction of an Iranian embassy in Syria. In that attack a few weeks ago, two top Iranian generals were killed. Israel attacked that site because Iran had been carrying out acts of war against Israel through its proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. Not only does Iran provide millions of dollars to these terrorist organizations, as well as weapons, but they also train them. Iran's attack on Sunday night was the largest drone attack ever in history anywhere in the world. 170 drones, 30 cruise missiles, and 120 ballistic missiles were launched at Israel over the course of just a few hours. After the smoke cleared, it was announced that 99% of the projectiles were intercepted and destroyed. None of the drones or cruise missiles ever reached Israel. Israel, the United States, France, Britain, and Jordan destroyed the cruise missiles and drones before they ever reached Israeli airspace. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates provided intelligence information to aid Israel. It was later reported that one half of Iran's ballistic missiles either failed to launch or blew up on the launch pad or blew up shortly after launch. While none of the slower-moving drones or cruise missiles reached Israel, the ballistic missiles are a different story. Several of those missiles did hit an Israeli military base. Praise God, the damage was not severe. A large crater was shown in pictures that formed on the base, but it did not affect the runways. Israeli fighter planes continued to land and take off to continue their mission. Only one person in Israel suffered serious injuries in this enormous attack, a 7-year-old girl. She is from a Bedouin community near Arad. A ballistic missile passing over southern Israel was intercepted and destroyed, but pieces of shrapnel fell from the sky. The Times of Israel reported that the girl's father, Mohammed, said, "It fell on us into the house at around 2 in the morning. She was sleeping in the house, and we immediately took her to Soroka Hospital. She was rushed into surgery for a serious head wound, and she remains at this moment in critical condition in the pediatric intensive care unit in Be'er Sheva. Several other people were also hit by shrapnel, but sustained only minor injuries. Others were brought to the emergency room for treatment of anxiety. Others were hurt while running for shelter. The wickedness of those who hate Israel and attack it is felt not just by the Jewish people, but even Israel's Muslim citizens." The girl with the head wound, the 7-year-old girl, was brought to the hospital and treated in one of the most modern facilities in all of the Middle East. She was not Jewish, but she was treated with the same dignity and all the medical skills available. The world may never acknowledge this, but it is a testimony to Israel's commitment to life. Pray for this little girl who is an innocent victim of the terrorist. Pray for the doctors to have skill. Pray for this girl's poor family. May it be a testimony to all the Bedouin people that they would see a difference in Israel, between Israel and Israel's enemies.